You're listening to SBS News.
With surging demand and a property shortage, renters across the country are feeling the pinch like never before. Chief Executive of the Victorian Tenants Union, Jennifer Beveridge, says the cost of housing is soaring.
Renters are really hurting. What we're hearing at Tenants Victoria regularly is people getting increases between about 10 and 30%. On what they're currently paying, but they have gone as high as a doubling of the rent.
To make housing more affordable, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews plans to lead the country with an industry shake-up.
Everything is on the table. There's a very long list of different policy approaches, different things we can do. But I talk to grandparents and they're worried about where their grandkids will live and go to school. I talk to young people, they're worried about their future. Where will they live? What options will they have? Talk to people in every part of the state, and listening to them tells me that this is a very big issue.
One of the most controversial proposals mooted, restricting landlords to just one rent increase every 2 years.
There's always more that has to be done to protect those who in any market have very little power, whether it be people who are struggling to pay their energy bills, we're prepared to act. Whether it's the Power Saver Bonus, so people can shop around and get the best deal, we're prepared to act.
Jennifer Beveridge from Tenants Victoria says a rent cap would be a good start.
We're looking for some practical solutions. I think this is a practical solution. In Victoria, we already have it once per year, so this would be just extending that out. But we need something in addition to that which caps the amount that the rent can be increased.
But Real Estate Institute of Victoria Chief Executive Quentin Killian says it could have the reversed impact of what's intended.
It will be a disastrous approach to this issue. We're seeing an exodus of rental providers from the market. This is simply going to accelerate that. It's going to cause more of a problem because there'll be a lot less supply in the market, which in turn is going to cause homelessness. It's going to push prices up. It is going to be absolutely a reckless decision.
As part of its strategy, the Andrews government is also considering a $5 a booking levy on short-term rental stays like Airbnbs, with the revenue raised to be funnelled into affordable homes. While tight-lipped on the detail, the Premier is promising historic change.
There's a power of work going on, and we'll have more to say in a couple of months' time, and I think it will be when it's all announced and detailed, and of course we'll answer all the questions relevant at that time. I think it will represent one of the biggest shake-ups in terms of delivering more housing and more housing choices and options.
As governments seek answers to one of the most fundamental cost of living challenges faced by their constituents. Gareth Borum, SBS News.